Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And Carly, you are very excited for our next guest.
Yes, because I love someone that is not afraid to spill the tea, and it is piping hot when it comes from Justin Hill. He's an entertainment reporter that has interviewed the world's biggest stars. I'm talking huge. And he has been in the entertainment industry for a very long time.
Oh, don't age him. He's not going to like that.
And he is not afraid to call out celebrities for being divas. He joins us now. Good morning, Justin.
I'm so old.
Oh, no. I'm trying to tell you that.
Do you know what I love, Justin, is the fact that you've kind of peeled back the curtains behind being a celebrity reporter. First of all, you explain how non-glamorous it is on TikTok, but you also have called out some of the big name celebrities over the years that haven't always been the nicest behind the scenes. And let's start with that. Who are you calling out?
Well, do you know what? It's really funny because as an entertainment reporter, you sort of think, well, I don't want to talk about the people that were not very nice to me because it's all about relationships and bridges and you don't want to burn them. But I guess through COVID, I was like, nah, do you know what? I've got a few stories up my sleeve, so I'm going to tell people on TikTok. One that was probably my biggest letdown was Mark Wahlberg, which is strange.
No.
I know. And here's the thing, right? I like to say this is that I think I might have got him on a bad day. Because like other people I know in the industry who have actually interviewed him have said he's very lovely. But the day that I interviewed him was on a red carpet and it was very obvious that he just did not want to be there. Maybe he was feeling a bit jet lagged, but I remember asking him like a question and on a red carpet, guys, I've looked down at my microphone before and I've had something like 40 seconds with a celebrity. It's absolutely wild. So I asked him a question and he literally just went, I don't know.
Oh,
no. And I was like, I need to ask you another question. But he just didn't like my enthusiasm. He didn't like my question. But I'll give you another one. And I feel really awful saying this. And a lot of people, when I said this on TikTok, I got a lot of nasty messages from people about this one. But it was Anne Hathaway. Now, the thing is that Anne Hathaway has changed. I'm talking, this was like 11 years ago when she came to Australia for, I think it was a film called Love and Other Drugs. And she was in it with
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, and I met Jake Gyllenhaal that night too. And oh God, let me marry that man.
What did he smell like?
He smelled incredible.
I bet he did.
That's the question everyone always asks me. They're like, "What did he smell like?" And I'm like, you know, like cologne. And you know, anyway.
Well, he had that controversy about not showering for a while.
Yes,
it's not true.
I'm here to set the record straight, guys. He absolutely smelled amazing. But Anne Hathaway, who I loved from The Devil Wears Prada. And, you know, all of those films. And when I met her, she wasn't mean. She wasn't nasty. She was just incredibly fake. And I was like, I felt like, you know, she had like pressed a button and she was giving me robot Anne. And she was kind of like, you know, hi, it's great to meet you. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. And I was like, I don't believe you, Anne. Like, I don't believe what's coming out of your mouth. It doesn't sound genuine. A lot of people have said to me, you know, you can't criticize her for doing her job. She's just, you know, she doesn't have to be nice to you. But I'm like, you know what? A lot of other celebrities pretend to do it a lot better than what she did.
Well, she's an actress.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now let's talk about the nicer side of celebrities.
Yeah,
who
please.
Have you been pleasantly surprised by?
Doctor Strange that's out this week. You know, Benedict Cumberbatch, he is a lovely man. Yeah, so funny and so, you know, like loves to just have a bit of a chit chat. But one of my favorite ones, and this is absolutely name dropping here, so you'll hear the clang when I drop the name, but Angelina Jolie was one of the best celebrities I ever interviewed. I interviewed her in Sydney for, I think it was her movie Unbroken that she was actually the director of.
Yeah.
And she was so, so nice, very funny. She laughed at all of my stupid jokes. She was barely wearing any makeup. You could see she's got very light freckles through her, you know, on her cheeks. And I was like, she was just incredible. It was like an angel landed in front of me. And then we did a red carpet interview.
Well, that is great to hear. Justin Hill, thank you so much for your time today. And you know who my best celebrity interview was, Justin?
Who?
It was you, mate.
Ah, stop it. Is that because you called me old? Or?
No, that was Carly. I want to make that very, very clear. I'm just trying to repair some of the damage. So we'll get you on the show again. Justin, thanks for the chat, mate. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.